Pastor Nick, por esta invitación. Estamos locos por Jesucristo.
We are crazy about Jesus.
Esa locura no se termina. Aumenta día a día. Porque todo lo que Dios hace crece. Cuando cae en buena tierra. Y cada uno de ustedes es buena tierra. Porque hubo una tormenta y usted buscó la palabra de Dios. Gloria a Dios. Vamos a ir a la palabra del Señor.
We're going to go into the word of the Lord.
Vamos a ir a Números.
We're going to go into the book of Numbers.
Y estará leyendo Karen la palabra.
And I will be reading. We're going to be reading off Numbers chapter 11, verse 1 through 8. We read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So that place was called Taberah, because fire from the Lord had burned among them. The rabble with them began to crave other food. And again, the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. The manna was like coriander seed and looked like resin. The people went around gathering it and then ground it in a hand mill or crushed it in a mortar. They cooked it in a pot or made it into loaves, and it tasted like something made with olive oil. We move to verse 13. Where can I get the meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, give us meat to eat. Verse 18 through 23, tell the people, consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow when you will eat meat. The Lord heard you when you wailed, if only we had meat to eat. We were better off in Egypt. Now the Lord will give you meat and you will eat it. You will not eat it for just one day or 2 days or 5, 10, or 20 days, but for a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils and you loathe it because you have rejected the Lord who is among you and have wailed before him, saying, why did we ever leave Egypt? But Moses said, here I am among 600,000 men on foot, and you say, I will give them meat to eat for a whole month. Would they have enough if flocks and herds were slaughtered for them? Would they have enough if all the fish in the sea were caught for them? The Lord answered Moses, is the Lord's arm too short? Now you will see whether or not what I say will come true for you.
Padre Santo, Padre Eterno.
Holy Father, everlasting Father,
en esta noche
tonight,
te pedimos que tu palabra
we ask for your word,
caiga en buena tierra,
to fall on fertile land,
que dé fruto
to bear fruit,
a un ciento por uno.
A hundredfold.
Tu palabra nunca vuelve vacía.
Your word never comes back void.
Que esta noche sea
for tonight to be
una noche de poder,
a night of power,
una noche de transformación,
a night of transformation,
una noche donde vamos a ver tu gloria.
A night where we will see your
Espíritu
glory.
Santo,
Holy Spirit,
sopla en esta noche.
Blow tonight.
Sopla, Señor.
Blow, Lord.
Queremos conocerte más.
We want to get to know you more.
En el nombre poderoso de Jesús.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Si usted todavía no se ha sentado, dígale al de su lado.
If you haven't sat down, tell the person next to you.
¿Se ha cortado la mano de Dios?
Has the Lord's arm gotten shorter?
¿Se ha acortado la mano de Dios?
Is the Lord's arm too short?
El Antiguo Testamento,
the Old Testament,
nos habla del carácter de Dios.
Speaks to us about God's character.
Estamos en el tiempo de gracia.
We are in a time of grace.
Pero el carácter de Dios no cambia.
But God's character doesn't change.
Así que en el Antiguo Testamento nos habla del carácter de Dios.
So in the Old Testament we know and learn about God's character.
Y también nos habla en el Nuevo Testamento del carácter de Dios.
And also the New Testament speaks about God's character.
Y podemos ver en estos versículos,
and we can see in these verses,
puntos muy importantes para tomarlos en cuenta en nuestra vida diaria.
Very important points to take into account for our daily life.
Me gusta conocer a Dios.
I love to get to know God.
¿Cuántos les gusta conocer más a Dios?
How many of you love to get to know God?
Me gusta conocer cuando Él está contento.
I love to know when He's happy.
Me gusta conocerlo cuando Él se enoja.
I love to get to know Him when
He's
upset.
Me gusta conocer todo de Dios.
I love to know everything about God.
Porque quiero agradarle.
Because I want to please Him.
Porque Él lo ha dado todo.
Because He has given it all.
Y yo quiero darlo todo.
And I want to give it all.
Y en este día el Señor nos dice algo.
And on this day, the Lord is saying something.
En el pueblo de Israel,
in the people of Israel,
dice que la gente empezó a quejarse.
It says the people started to complain.
Empezó a quejarse.
They started to complain.
A Dios no le gusta la queja.
And God doesn't like complaining.
A Dios le gusta la petición.
God likes petitions.
La queja,
complaining,
a Dios no le agrada,
does not please God,
porque habla,
because it speaks about,
de que si ha hecho algo,
that something has happened,
lo ha hecho deficiente,
that He has made it deficient.
Si una empresa hace algún artefacto,
if a business creates an artifact,
y hay mucha queja,
and there's a lot of complaining,
significa que no lo ha hecho bien,
means that they didn't make it well.
Cuando Dios recibe las quejas,
and when God receives complaints,
se enoja.
He gets
y como no estábamos en el tiempo de la gracia,
and because we weren't in the time of grace,
entonces él manda fuego.
So He sent fire.
Y la gente empezó a morir.
And people started to die.
Y el líder empieza a llorar delante de Dios, a clamar que no haga nada Dios.
And the leader started wailing and crying out before God so God wouldn't do anything.
Y Dios les perdona.
And God forgave them.
Pero después el pueblo,
but then the people,
empieza a hacerlo más profundo.
They started making it more profound.
Su queja.
They're complaining.
Ya no solamente se quejaban,
they weren't only complaining,
sino que también lloraban.
But they were also crying.
Y a veces vemos en el tiempo que estamos viviendo,
and sometimes we see in the time that we're living,
que hay un pueblo que no ha aprendido a pedir.
That there are people that have not learned to ask.
Solo ha aprendido a quejarse.
They've only learned to complain.
Pero Dios nos hace entender y nos dice,
but God makes us understand and is telling
que Él es un Padre amoroso que está esperando que le pidamos.
That He is a loving Father who's waiting for us to ask.
Y que si sabemos pedir, Él nos va a responder.
And that if we know how to ask, He will
¿cuántos
answer?
Lo creen así? Digan amén.
How many of you believe it to be so?
Entonces, el pueblo de Israel,
then the people of Israel,
estuvo en un momento determinado,
they were in a determined moment,
donde Dios estaba examinando,
where God was searching.
Aunque usted no lo crea, Dios nos examina.
Although you may not believe it, God examines us and searches us.
No nos examina la ropa.
He doesn't examine our clothing.
No nos examina nuestras cosas materiales.
He doesn't examine our material things.
Dios nos examina el corazón.
But God examines our heart.
Y Dios estaba examinando el corazón del pueblo.
And God was examining the heart of the people.
Cuando nos quejamos, le decimos a Dios, no te creo.
When we complain, we tell God, I don't believe you.
Cuando le pedimos, le estamos diciendo a Dios, tú eres mi sustento.
When we ask Him, we're telling Him, you are my provider.
Pero ahí vinieron quejándose.
But here they came complaining.
Y lloraban.
And they were crying.
¿Usted no ha conocido gente que no le pide a Dios, pero llora y se queja?
Haven't you known people that do not fear God, but they love to cry and complain?
Vemos en los hijos, en las familias.
We see it in the children and in the families.
Que hay algunos niños que se quejan y lloran en la casa.
That there are some children that complain and cry in the household.
Se quejan de los hermanos.
They complain about their brothers.
Se quejan de los amigos.
They complain about their friends.
Pero a Dios no le agrada.
But that doesn't please God.
Porque eso dice mucho del corazón.
Because that says a lot about the heart.
Y el corazón es importante para Dios.
And the heart is important for God.
Porque de él mana la vida.
Because from it emanates life.
De él mana la vida.
From it emanates life.
Mana el gozo.
Emanates the joy.
Mana la paz.
Emanates the peace.
De ahí sale todo lo de Dios.
That's where all the things of God come out.
El río del Espíritu Santo sale de adentro.
The river of the Holy Spirit comes from within.
Todo lo que se mueve en Dios sale de adentro.
Everything that moves in God comes from within.
Y Dios quiere un cuerpo de Jesucristo libre y feliz.
And God wants the body of Jesus Christ to be free and happy.
Dios.
God.
Va donde Moisés.
He goes to Moses.
Y Moisés estaba con la presión.
And Moses was there feeling the pressure.
Porque imagínense los hijos de Dios quejándose y llorando.
Because imagine the children of God complaining and crying.
Eran como 600,000 israelitas.
It was about 600,000 Israelites.
Yo me imagino a uno, imagínense 600,000.
I can imagine only one. Imagine it being 600,000.
Llorando y quejándose.
Crying and complaining.
Y Dios le mira y Moisés le dice, Dios.
And Moses said, God.
¿De dónde voy a sacar carne?
Where am I going to get meat from?
¿De dónde voy a sacar cebollas?
Where am I going to get onions from?
Papas.
Potatoes.
Y de Egipto.
And from Egypt.
Hay gente que tiene sus ojos en Egipto.
There are people who have their sight on Egypt.
Pero no se dan cuenta.
But they don't take notice.
Que en la tierra prometida.
That in the promised land.
También hay cebollas.
There's also onions.
También hay lo que queremos.
There's also the things that
we want.
Pero
nos toca el proceso.
But we need to go through the process.
Y lo de Dios es mejor.
And the things of God are better.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you say amen?
¿Cuántos se gozan con lo que Dios nos ofrece?
How many of you rejoice with what God offers us?
Entonces el pueblo de Israel,
so the people of Israel
esperó la respuesta.
They awaited their answer.
Moisés estaba con presión y preocupado.
Moses was worried and had pressure.
Y Dios le dice, llama al pueblo.
And God said, call the people.
Que se santifiquen.
Let them consecrate themselves.
Porque cuando Dios quiere hacer algo,
because when God wants to do something,
lo hace en la limpieza de corazón.
He does it in the cleanliness of the heart.
Si quiere hacer algo Dios,
if God wants to do something,
lo que quiera hacer,
whatever he wants to do,
tiene que haber santidad.
There needs to be holiness.
Santidad.
Holiness.
Santidad.
Holiness.
Lo que ahora no se quiere hablar, santidad.
Which now no one wants to speak about, holiness.
En el invierno,
in the winter,
en el verano también.
During the summer either.
Porque todos los días necesitamos del Señor.
Because every day we need of the Lord.
Y este pueblo le dijo que se santifiquen.
And these people he said for them to consecrate themselves.
Y le dice Dios a Moisés.
And God told Moses.
Le dice que se santifiquen.
He said for them to consecrate.
Porque les voy a dar carne.
Because I'm going to give them meat.
Hermanos, en esta noche yo le quiero hablar como le hablo al pueblo de Tiempo de Cosecha.
Brethren, tonight I want to speak to you like I speak to my congregation, Tiempo de Cosecha.
Muchos le piden a Dios muchas cosas.
Many ask God many things.
No necesariamente las necesitan.
Not necessarily that they need them.
Pero las quieren.
But they want them.
Quiero carro.
I want a car.
Quiero segundo carro.
I want a second car.
Quiero tercer carro.
I want a third car.
Pero no necesitas.
But you don't need it.
Pero quiero el tercer carro.
But I want that third car.
Y quiero el cuarto carro.
And I want the fourth car.
Y después no tenemos que comer.
And then we may not have anything to eat.
No tenemos cómo pagar.
We don't have money to pay.
Entonces Dios hace esto con Israel.
So God did this with Israel.
¿Quieren carne?
Do you want meat?
Y han despreciado mi pan.
And now you have rejected my bread.
Han despreciado mi cuidado.
You have rejected my care.
Piensan que soy un padre que no tengo cuidado de ustedes detalladamente.
You think I'm a father that is careless about you and that I'm not into the details.
Y quieren carne.
And you want meat.
Les voy a dar.
I'm going to give it to you.
Y hay mucha gente que dice, quiero esto, quiero lo otro.
And there's many people that say, I want this, I want that.
No necesito.
I don't need it.
Quiero.
I want it.
Deseo.
I desire it.
Deseo.
I desire it.
Hay muchos jóvenes que quiero casarme, quiero casarme, quiero casarme.
There's many young people saying, I want to get married, I want to get married, I want to get married.
Pasa la luna de miel.
They pass the honeymoon.
Pasa el año con la gracia de Dios.
The year passes by with God's grace.
Y después dicen, quiero divorciarme, quiero divorciarme, quiero divorciarme.
Then they say, I want to get divorced, I want to get divorced, I want to get divorced.
Dios dice, quisiste casarte.
But God says, you wanted to get married.
Es hasta la muerte.
Now it's till death do you.
¿Cuántos le dan la gloria al Señor?
How many of you give the glory to the Lord?
¿Cuántos le dan la gloria al Señor?
How many of you give the glory to the Lord?
Pero hay situaciones.
But there are situations.
Que a veces decimos, quiero carro.
That sometimes we say, I want a car.
Yo les digo a los hermanos de nuestra congregación.
I ask the brethren in my congregation.
Dios te lo dio porque has insistido.
God has given it to you because
has llorado,
you have cried and insisted
no por el
so
pecado
much,
que cometes,
not because of the sin that
pero
you committed,
lloras por carro,
but you're crying for your car.
Ahora que te falta para comer,
now that you're missing money to pay,
empieza a comer las llantas de tu primer carro.
Start eating the tires of your first car then.
¿Por qué?
But why?
Porque pedimos cosas que todavía no necesitamos.
Because we ask for things that we still do not need.
Nos enojamos de cosas que todavía no necesitamos.
We get upset over things that we still do not need.
Dejamos de venir a la iglesia por cosas que no necesitamos.
We stop coming to church for things that we don't need.
Y Dios vino y le dijo, ¿quieres carne? Te voy a dar carne.
And God came and said, you want meat? I'm going to give you meat.
No te voy a dar un día.
I'm not going to give it to you one day.
No te voy a dar una semana.
I'm not going to give it for you for a
te
week.
Te voy a dar un mes.
I'm going to give it to you for a whole month.
Y dice que cayó la carne, las codornices.
And the meat came.
A la altura de dos codos.
To the height of
codos. Como 45 centímetros es un codo.
90 centimeters.
Antes medían desde el codo hasta la mano.
Before
desde la punta de la mano hasta el codo.
From the tip of the hand to the elbow.
Imagínense dos veces.
Imagine it twice. That was the length.
Les llenó el campamento de pura codornices.
He filled up the camp of meat.
Y Dios.
And God.
Vio eso.
He saw that.
Pero antes de que venga eso.
But before that came.
Eso es lo que en esta noche Dios nos dice.
That is what God tells us tonight.
Moisés le dice.
Moses said.
Que nos vas a dar carne. Un mes.
That you're going to give us meat for a whole month?
Dios, piensa.
God, think.
Somos como 600,000.
We're about 600,000.
¿De dónde vas a sacar tanta carne?
Where are you going to get so much meat from?
Aunque tuvieras, trajeras todos los peces del océano, no nos alcanzaría.
Even if you were to bring out the fish from the ocean, it wouldn't be enough.
Moisés.
Moses,
que vio las plagas,
that saw the plagues,
que vio pasar por el Mar Rojo al pueblo de Dios,
that he saw the people of God walk through the Red Sea,
le dio amnesia espiritual,
he had spiritual amnesia,
se había olvidado de todo lo que Dios puede hacer,
he had forgotten about everything that God is able to do,
y Dios le responde con una pregunta,
and God responded with a question.
¿Se ha cortado la mano de Jehová?
Is the Lord's arm too short?
Dígale al de su lado, ¿se ha cortado la mano de Jehová?
To the person next to you, is the Lord's arm too short?
Y Dios le dice, espera y lo verás.
And God said, wait and you will see it.
Le vengo a decir en esta noche como Isaías en el capítulo 59, versículo 1.
I come to tell you like the book of Isaiah, Chapter 59, verse 1.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The Lord of the hand has not gotten shorter.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The hand of the Lord has not gotten
que no
shorter.
Te pase como a Moisés.
Don't let what happened to Moses happen
la
to you.
La presión de los problemas.
The pressure of the problems.
La cantidad de cosas que estás pasando.
The overwhelming things that you're going through.
Las dificultades.
The difficulties.
Lo negativo.
The negativism.
Las pruebas.
The trials.
Que no te hagan olvidar.
Don't make
que
them
Dios
forget
que tenemos.
You. the God that
es un
we
Dios
have,
grande.
That is a
es un
big
Dios
God.
Poderoso.
That he's a mighty
es un,
God.
Es un Dios que hace proezas.
That is a God who creates miracles.
Yo le vengo a hablar de ese Dios.
I come to speak to you about that
es
God.
Necesario que el pueblo se despierte.
It's needed for the people to wake
no
up.
No tenemos cualquier Dios.
We don't have just any
no
type of God.
No tenemos cualquier Dios.
We don't have just any
La
type of God.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The hand of God has not gotten shorter.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The hand of God hasn't
La
gotten
mano
shorter.
De Dios no se ha cortado.
The hand of God hasn't
Levántate
gotten shorter.
En el Señor.
Stand in the Lord.
Dios puede.
God can do it.
Dios no te ha abandonado.
God has not forsaken you.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The hand of the Lord has not gotten shorter.
La mano de Dios
the hand of God
es la mano que rescata.
Is the hand that rescues.
En Deuteronomio 26:8.
Deuteronomy 26:8
nos dice
it says
y Jehová nos sacó de Egipto con mano fuerte con brazo extendido con grande espanto y con señales y milagros
and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders
la mano de Dios no se ha cortado
the arm of the Lord has
la,
not gotten
la
shorter
la mano de Dios es la que rescata
the hand of the Lord is the one that rescues.
La que rescata, no importa dónde esté tu hijo, tu hija perdido.
The hand of the Lord is the one that rescues. It doesn't matter where your son or your
la
daughter are lost.
La mano de Dios va a llegar a ese lugar.
The hand of God will get to that place.
No importa cuán profundo hayas caído.
It doesn't matter how deep you have fallen.
No importa cuán desastroso esté tu problema en tus business, en lo que sea.
It doesn't matter how terrible your situation
la
is in your business
La mano de Dios
or whatever
va al rescate.
Way. The hand of God is there to rescue you.
La mano de Dios te sacará de ahí.
The hand of the Lord will take you out of there.
En una oportunidad,
in a given opportunity,
estando en el convento,
being in the convent,
a mí me desahuciaron.
They told me I wasn't going to live anymore.
Porque me salieron úlceras en el estómago.
Because I had ulcers in the stomach.
Pero no me atendieron a tiempo.
But they didn't give me care on time.
Siempre me quejaba.
I was always complaining.
Pero no me llevaban al médico.
But they would never take me to the doctor.
Me llevaron cuando empecé a vomitar sangre.
They took me when I started vomiting blood.
Perdí mucho peso.
I lost a lot of weight.
Trataron de hacerme recuperar.
They tried to make me get better.
Pero llegaron a la conclusión que no podría soportar una operación.
But they reached the conclusion that I wouldn't be able to take a surgery.
Llegó el momento.
And the moment came.
Después de muchos exámenes,
after many examinations,
yo ya había un año que no comía.
It had been a year that I didn't eat anything.
Estaba piel y huesos.
I was skin and bones.
Así que el médico, después de ver todos los exámenes,
so the doctor, after looking at all the exams,
me dijo, tengo que darte la triste noticia.
He said, I need to give you the sad news.
Que estás desahuciada.
That you will not live.
Qué triste.
That is very sad.
Eres joven,
you're young,
pero ya no se puede hacer nada.
But nothing can be done for you.
Me inyectaban vitaminas.
They would inject vitamins
para yo poder seguir viviendo.
So that I could continue living.
Yo ya no podía caminar.
I could no longer walk
porque no había fuerza en mi cuerpo.
Because my body lacked the strength.
Pero había una capilla
but there was a chapel
en el pasillo.
In the hallway.
Y cada día yo me arrastraba
and every day I would drag
para
myself
llegar ahí a hablar con Dios.
To get there and speak with God.
Yo le decía a Dios,
and I would say, Lord,
no me quiero morir aquí.
I don't want to die here.
Déjame ver a mi mamá una vez más.
Allow me to see my mom one more time.
Pero no dejes que muera aquí.
But don't let me die here.
En el cuarto en que yo vivía dentro,
in the room where I lived in,
había una ventana bien pequeñita.
There was a very small window.
El noviciado quedaba en un pueblo lejano de la ciudad.
The novice was in a very far away place from the city.
Hasta que un día llegó el momento.
Until one day the moment came.
Donde ya yo no me pude levantar.
Where I could no longer get up.
Yo no podía ni abrir la puerta de mi habitación.
I couldn't even open the door to my room.
Empecé a vomitar y caí en el piso.
I started to vomit and fell on the floor.
Yo sabía que era lo último.
I knew that that was my end.
Así que entró una hermana.
So a sister came in.
Y me miró en el piso.
And she looked at me on the floor.
Yo le dije que me ayudara.
And I asked her to help me.
Y me dijo, muérete de una vez.
And she said, die once and for all.
Y me cerró la puerta.
And she closed the door.
Y yo empecé a clamar a Dios.
And I started to cry out to the God.
Por eso en esta noche yo te vengo a decir.
That is why tonight I come to tell
que
you.
Que yo soy testigo.
That I am a witness.
Que la mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
That the arm of the Lord has not shortened.
Porque estando en esa habitación.
Because being in that room.
Yo empecé a sentir.
I started to feel
que mis pies
that my feet
se empezaron a enfriar
were starting to get cold,
y no lo sentía.
And I could no longer feel
después
them.
Subió a mis rodillas.
Then it came up to my knees.
Subió a mi estómago.
It came up to my stomach.
Y yo con la poca fuerza que tenía.
And with the little strength that I
dije,
had,
Dios,
I said, Lord,
ayúdame.
Help me.
Y de esa ventana pequeña,
and from that small window,
empezó a soplar algo.
Something started to blow.
Y cuanto más yo quería gritar,
and the more I wanted to shout,
ese aire entraba por mi boca,
that air would go in through, that
y
wind would go through my
gritar,
mouth, and the more I wanted to scream,
y el aire parecía que me inflaba,
and the wind was inflating
y empezó a salir,
and it started to come
la muerte
out,
de mi cuerpo,
death from my
y empecé
body,
a sentir nuevamente,
and I started to feel
mi
once
cuerpo,
again. My body.
Me levanté,
I stood up.
Salté,
I jumped.
Abrí la puerta,
I opened the door.
Y empecé a gritar en todo el convento.
And I started to shout all over the convent. What had happened in my life.
Dios puede rescatarte.
God can rescue
Dios puede
you.
Levantarte.
God can rescue
Dios
you.
Puede darte vida, 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 vida.
God can give you life,
Sana
life, life, life.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The arm of the Lord hasn't gotten shorter.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The arm of the Lord hasn't gotten shorter.
La mano te va a rescatar.
The hand will rescue you.
La mano de Dios nos da seguridad.
The hand of God gives us safety.
Dios tiene la mano que rescata.
God has the hand that rescues.
En un lugar donde nadie me conocía.
In a place where no one knew me.
Pero aquí todavía estoy hablando de Dios porque Él me rescató.
But here I'm still speaking about God because He rescued me.
La mano de Dios no solo rescata, la mano de Dios nos da seguridad.
The hand of the Lord not only rescues, but it gives us safety.
En Juan 10:27 dice, mis ovejas oyen mi voz.
John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice.
Y yo las conozco.
And I know them.
Y me siguen.
And they follow me.
Yo les doy vida.
And I give them eternal life.
Vida eterna.
Eternal life.
Y jamás.
And they shall never
perecerán.
Perish.
Y nadie las
no one
arrebatará de mi mano.
No one will be able to pluck them out of my hand.
Nadie.
No one.
Las arrebatará de mi mano.
Will pluck them out of my hand.
Nadie te arrebatará de la mano de Dios.
No one will pluck
nadie
you out of God's
nadie te sacará
hand.
De la mano de Dios.
No one will separate
nadie
you from God's
nadie te
hand.
Podrá sacar de la mano de Dios.
No one will be able to
dígale
pluck you out of God's
lado,
hand.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
To the person next to you, God's arm hasn't gotten shorter.
La mano de Dios es protectora.
The hand of God is protection.
En el Salmo 139:5 nos dice.
Psalm 139:5 says.
Detrás y delante.
Thou hast beset me behind and before.
Me rodeaste.
And surrounded me.
Y sobre mí pusiste tu mano.
And you have laid thy hand upon me.
La mano de Dios es protectora.
The hand of God is protection.
Dios dice que pone su mano delante.
God says that He places
detrás,
His hand before you, behind
alrededor
you,
de nosotros,
all around us,
sobre nosotros,
upon us.
La mano de Dios nos protege.
The hand of God
la
protects
mano
us.
De Dios nos protege.
The hand of God
no
protects
importa
us.
Dónde estés, la mano de Dios te protege.
It doesn't matter where you're at, the hand of God protects you. How many of you can say amen?
La mano de Dios,
the hand of God
te protege.
Protects you.
La mano de Dios te sostiene.
The hand of the God sustains you.
Hay momentos en que nos sentimos débiles.
There are moments where we feel weak.
Pero la mano de Dios nos sostiene.
But the hand of the Lord sustains us.
En Isaías 41:13 dice.
Isaiah 41:13 says.
Porque yo Jehová.
For I the Lord.
Soy tu Dios.
I am your God.
Quien te sostiene de la mano derecha.
And will hold you by my right hand.
Y te dice.
Saying.
No temas.
Saying unto you,
yo
fear,
te ayudo.
Fear not,
no
I will
temas.
Help you. Fear not.
Yo te ayudo.
I will help you.
Si nadie te quiere ayudar,
if no one wants to help
no
you,
temas.
Do not fear.
Yo te ayudo.
I will help
si
you.
Nadie quiere prestarte,
if no one wants to
no temas.
Do not fear.
Yo te ayudo.
I will help you.
Si ningún médico te puede ayudar,
without any merit, he
no
will help
temas.
You.
Dios te dice, yo te ayudo.
God tells you, I will help you.
Es su mano.
It is his hand
que te ayuda.
That helps you.
En Isaías 41:10 dice, no temas.
Isaiah 41:10 says, fear
porque
not.
Porque yo estoy contigo.
For I am with you.
No desmayes.
Be not dismayed.
Porque soy tu Dios.
For I am your God.
Que te esfuerzo.
That I will strengthen thee.
Siempre te ayudaré.
I will always help you.
Siempre te sustentaré.
I will always uphold you.
Con la diestra de mi justicia.
With the right hand of my righteousness.
Siempre.
Always.
Repita conmigo, siempre.
Say with me, always.
Él dice siempre.
Say it always.
Dios dice siempre.
God says always.
Hallelujah! Siempre.
Always.
Siempre.
Always.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
La mano de Dios es sanadora.
The hand of God is a healing hand.
En Mateo 9:35.
Matthew 9:35.
Dice que Jesús recorría todas las ciudades.
It says that Jesus went about all the cities.
Y aldeas enseñando en las sinagogas.
And villages and teaching in their synagogues.
Predicando el evangelio.
And preaching the gospel.
Sanando toda enfermedad.
Healing every sickness.
Toda dolencia en el pueblo.
And every disease among the
Jesús
people.
Jesús siempre sanaba.
Jesus always healed.
Pero escogí este texto.
But I chose this text
porque me gusta,
because I like,
porque dice que él sanaba toda enfermedad,
that says that he healed every sickness
y toda dolencia,
and every disease
y toda dolencia,
and every disease.
Yo le creo a Dios que no solo sana la enfermedad,
I believe God that not only does he heal the sickness,
sino toda dolencia,
but every pain and everything
todo
that comes
dolor,
with it, any pain.
Él sana toda enfermedad y toda dolencia.
He heals all the sicknesses and all types
lo creen
of pain.
Así?
How many of you believe it to be so?
Dolencia física.
Any physical pain.
Y dolencia interna.
And any internal pain.
El dolor interno.
The internal pain.
Nadie lo puede agarrar.
No one can grab hold
nadie
of it.
Nadie puede poner su mano.
No one can place their hand
pero
over
hay uno
it.
Que te puede tocar.
But there is one
hay
who
uno
can touch
que puede
you.
Tocar lo que el hombre no toca.
There's one who can touch what no one else can touch.
Se llama Espíritu Santo de Dios.
His name is Holy Spirit of God.
La mano de Dios.
The hand of the Lord.
Es la que multiplica.
It's the one that multiplies.
Multiplicó cinco panes y dos peces.
It multiplied five loaves of bread and two fishes.
Deje que Dios multiplique.
Allow for God to multiply.
Lo que usted necesita.
What you need.
Nosotros podemos sumar.
We can add up.
Pero Dios puede multiplicar.
But God can multiply.
Nosotros podemos sumar.
We can add.
Pero Dios puede multiplicar.
But God can multiply.
Y empieza a ver con la fe en el Señor.
And you need to have faith in the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you say amen?
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Cuando usted se pone a pensar eso.
When you start to think about this.
La mano de Dios,
the hand of God,
no se ha cortado,
has not gotten shorter.
Y aunque es una palabra del Antiguo Testamento,
although it's a word from the Old Testament,
lo que a mí me toca,
what is
que la
to
mano
do,
de Dios,
what touches me is that the hand of God,
que en esa mano de Dios,
that hand of God,
está el dedo de Dios,
it's God's finger.
El dedo de Dios.
The finger of God.
¿Quién es el dedo de Dios?
And who is God's finger?
Es el Espíritu Santo.
It is the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Le creo al Espíritu Santo.
I believe the Holy Spirit.
Vivo por el Espíritu Santo.
I live for the Holy Spirit.
Yo puedo decir como Pablo.
I can say like Paul.
No le debo a nadie nada.
I don't owe anyone anything.
Le debo solo al Espíritu Santo.
I owe it all to the Holy Spirit.
Que me ha dado vida.
That has given me life.
¿Sabe después de que el Espíritu Santo sopló en mí yo me levanté?
You know after the Holy Spirit blew over me and I got up?
Yo estaba piel y huesos.
I was skin and bones.
Y me levanté.
And I stood up.
Y corrí en los pasillos.
I ran through the hallways.
Y corrí a la cocina.
And I ran to the kitchen.
Después de un año.
After a year.
Y fui y le dije a la de la cocina.
And I went and asked the person who was
sírvame
in the kitchen.
Sírvame pollo.
serve me chicken.
Amén. Me sirvieron un plato bien grande.
And she gave me a big plate.
Y empecé a comer.
And I started to eat.
Empecé a comer como que nunca hubiera comido.
I started eating like I had never eaten before.
Era tanta el hambre que tenía.
I had so much hunger.
Que no me fijé.
That I didn't even notice.
Que había 80 religiosas mirándome.
That there were 80 religious women looking at me.
Y decían,
and they were saying,
siempre comen,
you always eat
antes de morirse.
Before they
en
die.
Este momento se va a morir.
At this moment she's gonna die.
Pero siguen esperando.
But they keep waiting.
Porque muchas de ellas ya están arriba, pero yo sigo aquí abajo.
Because many of them have already died, but I'm still alive.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you say amen?
Dígale al de su lado, el dedo de Dios.
Tell the person next to you,
el
the finger
dedo de
of
Dios.
God. The finger of God.
Hermanos, esto es muy importante.
Brethren, this is very important.
La palabra de Dios dice que en las tablas los 10 mandamientos fueron escritos por el dedo de Dios.
The word of God says that the commandments were written by God's finger.
Dice en el Éxodo de que los magos, los paganos,
it says in the book of Exodus that the magicians, the pagans,
al ver las plagas,
when they saw the plagues,
en Egipto,
in Egypt,
reconocieron que era el dedo de Dios.
They recognized that it was God's finger.
Y en Lucas 11:20 Jesús dice,
and in Luke 11:20 Jesus said,
que echaba los demonios,
that they were casting out the demons,
por el dedo de Dios,
by God's finger.
Yo les traigo en esta noche esto,
and I bring this to you tonight,
de que la mano de Dios no se ha cortado,
that the hand of God hasn't gotten shorter,
de que eso no es para el Antiguo Testamento,
that that doesn't belong only in the Old Testament.
Eso es para cada día.
This is for every day.
El dedo de Dios sigue funcionando.
God's finger continues
el
working.
El dedo de Dios sigue obrando.
God's finger continues to work.
El dedo de Dios sigue tocando.
God's finger continues to touch.
El dedo de Dios sigue levantando.
God's finger continues to lift people up and healing them.
No morí dentro del convento,
not to die inside the convent,
pero tenía una pregunta.
But I had a question.
Me llevaron donde los médicos.
They brought me to the doctors.
Me dijeron, ¿qué hiciste? ¿Qué tomaste?
They asked me, what did you do? What did you take?
Y yo les contaba, entró un aire de la ventana.
And I would tell them, a wind came from the window.
Y me miraban como que yo estaba perdiendo la razón.
And they looked at me like I was going crazy.
Y pasó el tiempo.
And time passed.
Y yo decía, ¿qué me habrá pasado?
And I would ask myself, what happened to me?
¿Cómo? ¿Qué fue?
What was it?
Hasta el día.
Up until the day.
Donde Dios me visitó.
Where God visited me.
En una iglesia en Porchester.
In a church in Porchester.
Se estaba derramando el poder de Dios.
The power of God was being poured over.
Y el Espíritu Santo vino sobre mí como fuego.
And the Holy Spirit came upon me like fire.
Y yo veía el fuego y empecé a gritar.
And I would see the fire and started to scream.
Y yo gritaba, me estoy quemando.
And I was screaming, I'm burning.
Y quería que alguien me ayudara.
And I wanted for someone to help me.
Pero cómo Dios nos conoce.
But God, how well does God
porque
know us?
En medio de eso empezó a haber una brisa alrededor.
Because in the midst of that, I started to feel a breeze all
yo
around
veía
me.
Llamas de fuego,
and I would see flames of fire.
Y empecé a sentir un viento alrededor de mí,
and I started to feel a wind all around me.
Y yo dije, ¿qué es esto?
And I said, what is this?
¿Qué es? ¿Qué es?
What is it? What is
y aquí adentro en mi corazón,
and inside of my heart,
una voz me habló y me dijo, ese viento, voice, yo soy el Espíritu Santo.
A voice spoke
¡Aleluya!
To me and said, I am the Holy Spirit.
¡Aleluya!
Hallelujah.
Ahí me di cuenta.
There I noticed.
Lo reconocí.
I recognized him.
Era el viento que entró de esa ventana.
It was the window that came from that window.
Era lo que me levantó en ese lugar donde nadie me podía ayudar.
It was the one that lifted me upward in that place where no one could lift me up.
Amados hermanos.
Dear beloved.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
The hand of God has not
el
gotten shorter.
El dedo de Dios sigue transformando.
The finger of God continues
el
to transform.
El dedo de Dios sigue liberando.
The finger of God continues to reveal.
El dedo de Dios sigue salvando.
The finger of God continues to save.
El dedo de Dios sigue y seguirá sanando. ¿Cuántos dicen amén?
The finger of God continues and
amén?
Will continue to heal.
Dígale al de su lado, el dedo de Dios.
Tell the person next to you, the finger of God.
Ese es el Espíritu Santo.
That is the Holy Spirit.
¿Va a ser del grupo que se queja?
It will make of the group that complains.
¿Va a ser del grupo que se queja y llora?
What happens to the group that complains and cries?
Con lágrimas de cocodrilo.
With tears from the crocodile.
¿O va a ser del grupo?
Or will you be part of the group?
Que le dice a Dios.
That tells God.
¿Me has preguntado?
Have you asked me?
Si tu mano se ha cortado.
If your hand has gotten shorter.
Yo te respondo como Isaías.
And I answer you.
Tu mano no se ha cortado.
Your hand has not gotten shorter.
Y está trabajando en este 2019.
And it is working in this year 2019. And in the year
coming. Y en
cada mes. And in every month.
Si usted se agarra de esa mano.
If you grab a hold of that hand.
No tiene por qué temer.
You shall not fear.
Él es fiel.
He is faithful.
Muchos llevamos las marcas de la fidelidad de Dios.
Many of us bear the marks of God's faithfulness.
Y a veces no nos damos cuenta.
And sometimes we don't notice.
Dios es fiel.
God is faithful.
Cuando usted estaba en el carro y casi tiene un accidente.
When you were in a car and you almost had a car accident.
Hay personas que dicen es que yo soy un buen chofer.
There's people that say I'm a good driver.
Nada de eso, fue la mano de Dios.
It's none of that, it was God's hand.
Fue la mano de Dios.
It was God's hand.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you say amen?
No vamos a poner de pie.
We're going to stand up.
Y yo le invito.
And I invite you.
En esta noche.
Tonight.
Que le responda a Dios.
To answer God.
En medio de sus dificultades.
In the midst of your difficulties.
En medio de sus preguntas.
In the midst of your questions.
En medio de las cosas que está pasando.
In the midst of the things that you... You're
no,
going through.
No importa que sean grandes.
Does it matter that they're great?
O pequeñas.
Or small.
En esta noche.
Tonight.
En este altar.
In this altar.
¿Por qué no le dice?
Why don't you tell him?
Estoy esperando en ti.
I've been waiting on you.
Yo sé que tu mano no se ha cortado.
I know that your hand hasn't gotten shorter.
Yo sé que me puedes sanar.
I know that you can heal me.
Sé que me puedes ayudar.
I know that you can help me.
Sé que me puedes rescatar.
I know that you can rescue me.
Yo lo sé.
I know it.
Y hoy quiero decirte,
and I want to tell you,
que tu mano,
that your hand,
no se ha cortado,
has not gotten shorter,
y que tu dedo,
and that your finger,
no se ha cortado,
has not gotten shorter.
Son los días más hermosos,
these are the most wonderful days,
en la casa de Dios,
in God's house,
porque en el mundo hay mucha pregunta.
Because there's many questions out there in the world.
Muchos problemas.
Many problems.
Sin respuesta.
Without an answer.
Pero en la casa de Dios.
But in God's house.
Tenemos respuesta.
We have answers.
Tenemos su mano.
We have his hand.
No te vayas.
Do not leave.
Sin que su mano te toque.
Without allowing his hand to touch you.
Sin que su dedo te toque.
Without his finger touching you.
Porque él ha venido a dar vida.
Because he has come to touch you.
Y vida en abundancia.
And to give you everlasting life.
La mano de Dios no se ha cortado.
God's hand hasn't gotten shorter.
Solo si pasa aquí adelante vamos a hacer una y tal vez ha avanzado la hora.
Perhaps time has advanced, but if you are up here in the altar.
Pero me gustaría orar con usted.
I would like to pray with you.
Si quiere, tiene alguna petición.
If you have a petition,
puede pasar al altar.
You can come up to the altar.
El Espíritu Santo,
the Holy Spirit,
te quiere tocar.
Wants to touch you.
Te quiere responder.
He wants to answer you.
Para él no hay nada difícil.
There is nothing hard for him.
Mientras cantamos algo, si usted tiene alguna petición, me gustaría orar por usted.
If you have a petition, I would like to pray for you.
Oh, hallelujah.